This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Biden says the evacuation of U.S. citizens and Afghans who aided the United States will continue despite terrorist bombings that have killed dozens of people, including U.S. troops. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden was visibly moved by the carnage in Kabul, where U.S. troops and Afghan civilians were killed in a suicide bomb attack.
A tough day.
He blames the group ISIS-K and vows to avenge the deaths.
We will hunt you down and make you pay.
Saying there's no sign at this point the Taliban was involved. Biden says he takes responsibility for the losses during the efforts to evacuate Americans and says that mission will go forward.
I will not be deterred by terrorists.
Repeating that former President Trump negotiated the terms of the U.S. withdrawal and that Biden doesn't want to restart the war.
Time to end a 20-year war.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Islamic State group affiliate believed to be behind the suicide attacks in Kabul is thought to pose a global threat. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Western governments have raised urgent warnings about the threat of attacks by Islamic State Khorasan, or ISIS-K, a group that considers the Taliban to be too moderate and peaceful. While the Taliban have confined their struggle to Afghanistan, ISIS-K has embraced the Islamic State's call for a worldwide jihad against non-Muslims, an establishment of a caliphate to unite the Islamic world. They're believed to be behind dozens of attacks against civilians in Afghanistan and Pakistan, particularly minority Shiite Muslims. While the group has yet to conduct attacks against the U.S. homeland, Washington sees it as a chronic threat to U.S. and allied interests in South and Central Asia. I'm Ben Thomas.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The United States is projected to see nearly 100,000 more COVID-19 deaths between now and December 1st, according to the nation's most closely watched forecasting model. However, health experts say that toll could be cut in half if nearly everyone wore a mask in public spaces. In other words, what the coronavirus has in store for the United States depends on human behavior. Lauren Ansel Myers, the director of the University of Texas COVID-19 Modeling Consortium, said behavior is really going to determine if, when, and how sustainably the current wave subsides. She said we cannot stop the Delta variant in its tracks, but we can change our behavior overnight. Japan has suspended use of more than 1.5 million doses of Moderna vaccine after contamination was found in unused vials. We get more from AP's Zaria Shackley.
The health minister says contamination was reported from multiple vaccination sites. Officials say some doses might have been administered, but no adverse health effects have been reported so far. Takeda Pharmaceutical Company, a Japanese drug maker in charge of sales and distribution of the vaccine in Japan, says it decided to suspend use of doses manufactured in the same production line as a safety precaution. It asked Moderna to conduct an emergency investigation and told medical institutions and organizers to stop using the vaccine produced in Spain and share the production numbers that may be affected. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Time's Up CEO Tina Chen has resigned in the wake of damaging revelations of ties to the Andrew Cuomo scandal. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Time's Up CEO Tina Chen resigned Thursday after revelations that leaders of the sexual harassment victims advocacy group advised former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on how to handle allegations against him. In a statement, Chen said, "I am especially aware that my position at the helm of Time's Up has become a painful and divisive focal point." Chen, the former chief of staff to Michelle Obama, added she has spent a career fighting for positive change for women. Chen's resignation came less than 3 weeks after Roberta Kaplan stepped down as chair of the board of directors on August 9th. I'm Mike Gracia.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose for the first time in 5 weeks. The Labor Department reported Thursday jobless claims edged up by 4,000 to 353,000. The weekly count has fallen more or less steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.